Welcome to the Quest Fishing Adventures podcast, season 2. Hi guys, and welcome back to another podcast. As usual, if you're new here, welcome. I really hope you enjoy it. And if you come from a previous podcast, you know what? I always say it, you're a legend. Thank you so much for coming back and showing the support. So guys, as you can see from the title, I'm fishing Towers Lake. And of course you can notice that I haven't got my float rod out and I'm fishing Towers Lake. I've actually got my kite rods out. Now let me tell you something, that wasn't the plan. The plan actually was to put my kite rods out on Atkins Lake. There's three swims I'd want to fish on there with my kite rods out. They're basically corners of the lake, and I got down there, had a look, and there was someone in each of the swims, so that was a write-off. So I had a little bit of a sulk. Then I decided to slap myself in the face and pull myself together and said, come on Questy boy, you gotta go somewhere. You've only got a few hours tonight. Literally I've only got about 3 hours tonight as well, so it's just a quick session. So I thought, sod it, I know what I do. I put my kite rods out on Towers Lake and try my luck for the leather that's going to be lurking around in here. If you listen to my previous podcast, one of them I talk about it. When I was a previous member here, I put a few sessions in trying to catch the leather out of here. I've never seen it, I've just heard of it, but I know it's in here because the head bailiff spent a week on it once trying to catch it. So I thought, well, sod it, let's come in here and give it a go and see if I can get it. I've already been here, I'd say about 25 minutes already, with both my kite rods out, so let me just bring you up to speed straight away. I've got my, well, let's explain where I am on the lake, basically. I'm in swim number 11, which is, so my last few podcasts when I started my float fishing, I start down the bottom end, as you come in through the main entrance, the gate there. I'm actually fishing the far end now today, the opposite end. But I'm not fishing the swim that I've talked about a few times where I've done a lot of float fishing and had carp out of there. I'm actually fishing the swim next to it, which is actually in the corner to the right hand side. Now the wind, I'll tell you something, is hacking down into this end. So I tell you what, it feels right carpy down here. Now if I was that lever, I'd want to be down here and I'd want to be eating my quality bait down here. So my left hand rod, that's literally just pushed out right to the side in the margins there, with some overhanging bushes there. I've got a pellet, crushed up Atlantic Heat, and I've put one of them white Baitworks Heaven pop-ups on. I really want to catch a fish on that. I totally believe it's going to catch, it's definitely a carp catcher. But so that's on, and give it a go, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we get one with that. My right hand rod is in the corner. So it sort of coves out in the corner, so I've found a nice little hole and I've got my Nash Bushwhacker and I pushed it into there, and that's got pellet again, Atlanta Heat boilies crushed up. I didn't say in the last one, but they've both got Atlanta Heat boilies in and crushed up as well, and on that I'm fishing a white Atlantic Heat pop-up. And I tell you what guys, I was adjusting the rod, I basically pushed it out adjusting the rod. And I put the rod out, and as I was bringing the bushwhacker back, I had a bend in the rod. And I was in a bit of a panic, to be honest with you, how I had everything laid out on the floor. And I basically tightened the clutch up, hit into the fish, and the fish was on. And because I was in a bit of a cuffle over here of all my stuff, I ended up losing that carp. So I was actually really gutted by that. So I was like sulking then, I was like, oh my gosh man, that's like the third carp in a row now I've lost. Absolutely super gutted. So I literally did exactly the same, pushed it right out again, and the same thing happened again. I had a fish on as I was bringing the bushwhacker back, but this time I was well ready for it. I'd sorted my swim out before I put out, just in case this happened. And honestly guys, I'm not lying to you, it happened again. But this time I landed it. It was a lovely little common, nothing big at all, 4 or 5 pound, absolutely midging one. But as you guys know, they're not stonkers in this lake. There's a big head of a small carp in here. As I said, I've only got a few hours. I love catching carp of all sizes, and the carp in here are really pretty. So I was absolutely buzzing. I've actually got that one on the bank again. So the rod's back out, same spot again, and it's given me a chance now because it's gone quiet for me to actually start this podcast for once. I normally start it when I'm at work, but today I'm actually starting it bankside. So yeah, that's where we are, guys. I haven't looked at any fishing charts or the wind today. All I can tell you is it's quite blue skies and sunny, and the wind is hacking in my face, and that suits me down to the ground, guys. So I don't foresee this being a massively long podcast. As I said, I'm only here for about 3 hours, but I'll update you guys as I go along. I might change my bait, the Heaven bait, to be honest with you. I might switch over to the same one, or I might try like a really fruity one. Not too sure yet. We'll see how it goes. Well, I might try a new spot. You never know. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, guys, that's us up to date, and I shall talk to you in the next segment. 6:10, guys, and I've just had another mirror on the right-hand rod again. Absolute pearl. Not a monster in the slightest, once again. Pound bigger than the other one, maybe? Pound and a half, 2 pounds, something like that, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Absolute pearl. Can't wait to catch that back one here, and it's 40. I even said it in the quick video I did on it. Sorry. Chopper going over the top of me. I'll just hold fire for a second, guys. I think what I'm going to do is I am going to change the bait on my left hand rod because I had nothing from that yet, and I've got to get the action going. I'm not going to put in the same spot. Oh, wait, there's a bubble there. No, there's no bubble there. Rod. I love it when that happens, guys. I've just lost it. Oh, panic stations, honestly. I lost that one. Oh, dear. They're in there, guys. They're in there. I chose the right end. Buzzing. Right, let's get it back out again, guys. Okay. Just adjusting, I think. I have just changed the left-hand rod. I've changed it completely different because I can, because I've had a few fish now. I've catch a lot of like fish out of this lake, you know, so it gives me a good chance to, you know, experiment a little bit. So I've put on a high-vis pineapple pop-up from a mainline. I caught loads of carp on this bait. I think this is one of the best baits out there. I really do. I just rate it so much. Yellow pineapple pop-up from mainline, high visual, absolutely amazing. It's a nuts. I put a bushwhacket out again. I went 4 sections out in a particular direction towards another swim, so I know exactly where I've dropped it, which is probably about 2 sections. Sorry, dropped the phone trying to see what that was. That's a right hand rod. That might have been a liner or something. So it's about 1.5 sections out from the spot where it was. Out to the lake, so I'm going further out, so it's a little bit deeper there, so we'll see if we can pick anything up there. That's where we are. Hopefully the changes. I got sidetracked then, sorry guys, you know what I'm like. And on top of that, sorry, I should start again, shouldn't I? Let's start again. Don't you just love my podcast? So random. Right, put the left hand rod back out again on a yellow high-vis mainline tutti frutti boilie. Bushwhacked it out with a handful of pellets, and I've put in some super scent tutti frutti flavour to try and match the sweety fruitiness of the pineapple. So that's what I've done. Let's see how we get on with that. What's the time now? The time is now 6:25, so I can always change in half hour if we don't have a bite. Let's see what happens. Fingers crossed, guys. Well, guys, what can I say? Change your spot, change your bait. Don't know, left-hand rod just had a lovely little mirror carp out. Absolutely brilliant. It's just like, there you go, just another thing to take from one of my podcasts. I will say, if it's not happening, don't be scared to make a change. Look, I made a complete different change, moved it, changed the rig, changed the spot, had a carp within 5-10 minutes, something like that. I wasn't really paying much attention, but it was super quick. So yeah, definitely another top tip to take from my podcast. If anything, take that one away today, guys. Definitely. Right, rod's back out again. Exactly the same spot. So, see what we can do. I'll tell you something, guys. That spot to my left where I've just put this pellet and the tutti frutti flavour, and of course my boilie, is fizzing up like a good one. I'd be shocked if I don't get another pickup on that. I've got to get a pickup. Some carp has definitely got to pick that boilie up. Mate, I love it. I absolutely love it. I tell you what, I talk about it a few times in my podcast, but when you've got a bait, a spot fizzing up in front of you, and you know your bait's on it, absolutely amazing, mate. Gets that pump. God, I really can't talk today. Gets that blood pumping around the system, guys. Absolutely buzzing for it. Come on. You know, I was just thinking, I'm extremely good at neglecting to say what rig I'm using. I just realised that. I know I briefly touch upon it sometimes, but yeah, I'm using the spinner rig again on both rods. I love the spinner rig, definitely when I'm using pop-ups. So yeah, that's what's doing the business today, guys. So yeah, sorry, just looking, my spot is still fizzing up. I've had a few bleeps on the rod. I put the camera, the video camera, on the rod by alarm, see if I could get it, but it didn't go off yet. But I'm sure, oh, it's fizzing so much, guys. It really is fizzing. I took a quick video of it fizzing up, and that by the time this podcast's up, that'll be on my Instagram, so you probably would have watched that by now anyway. But if not, go back and watch it. Hit up a like and hit me up a follow, guys. Yeah, honestly, if you really could do me a solid, if you're not looking me up on Instagram yet, it's Quest Fishing Adventures. I post lots of photos on there, videos now as well, podcasts, or won't my podcast go up there as well. So if you do me a solid and hit me up a follow, that'd be absolutely fantastic. I really would appreciate that. Any questions or comments, advice you can give, all welcome. Seriously, please do that. So yeah, thanks guys, thank you in advance. Right, let's get another carp. Right, that right hand rod has not gone off for in a while. I'm going to re-put that, I'm going to bring it in and re-put it out again. Fuck it. Definitely, just in case they've cleared the spot and they've moved on. Let's get some fresh bait out there. What's the time now? 12 minutes past 7. It gets dark about just after 8, so we've only got an hour-ish left on here. So let's do it. Defo glad I just did that. It was like, not snagged up, it was on. I felt a bit of like tension as I pulled it in. I had to pull it a little bit and it just came free. It did bring a little bit of a snag, and only a little tiny snag, like a twig, but it was definitely insane. So I don't know how that's happened. I don't know if a crayfish has pulled it in there, but the buoy looked fine. I don't know, I can't explain that one. Maybe I just dropped it just onto a snag, like just off the spot where I caught the other fish. Quite possible. But yeah, back out again. So fingers crossed it'll do the job now, guys. Paid off straight away. Right hand rod just went off. Lost that light. Oh, it's gone again. Hey guys, we're in again. We're in. I was about to say, we lost the last one. I'm playing it while I'm talking now. So I've got to stop talking and land this one, and I'll update you guys. There you go, guys. Got on the bank. Absolutely crazy that was. Absolutely crazy. That is madness. I can't believe it. Oh, dude, man. It's so funny. Yet again, it paid to like reset the rod 110%. You know what I mean? There you go again. Just proved that twice today. Absolutely buzzing, guys. Absolutely buzzing. Right, it's back out again. Yeah, what's the time now? 7:37. So, yeah. Right, let's try and get another one. I want to get a big one out of here. I guess it's just a case of wading through these smaller ones, and eventually we get there. Then we get the one I want out, the lever. Let's do this. Just had another run on the right hand side rod, lost it. I know why I'm losing them, guys, because I'm using big hooks, big baits. But I think it's the big hooks, and there's a lot of small carp in here, so it's the small carp that I'm losing, definitely. You know, I could argue, go right, put a smaller hook on, you know, you'll land more. But as much as I love catching carp, and I'm going about loads, I love catching carp, I really just want to, if I catch a big one and I catch that target fish in here, I want to make sure I've got it. And that's when my big hook's going to come into play. So I guess I've got to lose some to land some, if that makes sense. So yeah, rods are back out again. I've redone the left-hand rod as well. because I had nothing on it, and I really thought it was fizzing up like no tomorrow, and I really thought I'd get a run on that, but nothing at all. So yeah, that's done. Time 19:58. So yeah, the sun's definitely starting to go down, that's for sure. Fingers crossed, guys, come on, let's get one more or two more, and let's get a 30, and let's get the target fish. Yeah. Let's do this. Sun is definitely starting to go down, and a fish just jumped on my right hand rod spot. So I've definitely got to set out a little bit longer just to see if it goes down on my bait, guys. Definitely. Come on. Let's have ya. Well, that's it, guys. I'm calling it a night. It's 8:47. I've not had a bleep now for like half hour, 40 minutes or something. So maybe they're not biting much when the sun goes down. But yeah, because it definitely showed off a little bit saying that. Anyway, I really enjoyed this fishing session. I really hope you guys did. Definitely amusing, that's for sure. And it was actually nice to get the cut rods out on this lake for a bit of fun. It's definitely a bit of a runs water, that's for sure. And it's, you need that. You need that in your fishing. Well, I think so anyway. It's not always about catching the big ones. Anyway, guys, don't forget to hit me up on Instagram. I really would appreciate that. And I shall see you guys in the next podcast. Thank you so much. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.